broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's October the 2nd. It's show 774. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are we? Are you good?
Super. Thanks, you.
I'm a bit chilly.
A bit chilly? Is it like winter is coming?
Winter is definitely coming.
Yeah. I have the window closed and I'm not sweating. So, yes, I concur.
I might have to either put my gloves on or sit the heating on.
Oh, you see, I've got a warm drink.
Oh, see, I've got a cold gin and tonic.
Ah, I see. Whose fault's that?
Mine.
Gordon's.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've got a Christmas pudding flat white.
Oh, very nice.
So, yes. So I found a bottle of Christmas pudding syrup, coffee syrup, but Christmas pudding flavoured in the back of the cupboard. I thought, do you know what? I should probably be using that up because I'm likely to get more in a couple of months.
Yes. So, is it from last year?
Yeah.
And will it still taste okay?
It does taste okay. However, I'm a little worried because this one isn't sugar-free. And kind of in my head, if it's got sugar in it, it's more likely to go mouldy. But I don't know if that's got any scientific basis or not. But I just think that the chemicals in sugar-free syrup stop it from going mouldy. I could be just imagining it.
Imagining.
But yeah, I tend to, because nobody can think of what to get me for my birthday and Christmas.
It's simple, isn't it? It's easy.
I get flavoured coffee for birthday and flavoured syrup for Christmas. Well, vice versa.
And you're grateful for that, aren't you?
I am. It saves me buying it. I would buy it in the year if I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So, you know. And I wouldn't have been able to have a Christmas pudding flavoured flat white now if it wasn't for that. So, but I am thinking of getting a different coffee machine. I have ways of brewing coffee, all different ways of brewing coffee. And
right.
I also have two instant pot coffee machines. A Tassimo, which you put the flat disky pod in it, and it knows, it works it out. It just, you put a cup underneath it and you can walk away and you come back and it's prepared your drink from that pod. And we've also got the other one, a Dolce Gusto.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't. It's a manual one that you have to pull a lever and water comes out.
Oh.
And you have to wait. And I even have gone so far as to, and it took bloody ages to find one, I've got a coffee mug that is fashioned like a laboratory beaker.
Okay.
So it's got measurements up the side because each Dolce Gusto pod has a rate like a, you put this many millimetres of water through it.
Oh.
So I have a measuring cup so that I can put the right amount of water through the pod to make the coffee. So I'm toying with the idea of getting rid of that and getting a Nespresso.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nespresso.
Seems like they possibly have more choices. Perhaps not as much fun. You can get Maltesers hot chocolate in the Dolce Gusto, or Galaxy hot chocolate. They both taste a bit watery, if I'm honest. But I think the Nespresso is more of the posh. I don't know if posh is the right word.
But
you know, George Clooney.
Exactly. There you go.
I think that's all you need to know, really.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, just the range of different Starbucks pods there are. It's like, shit, I don't think there's that many drinks in a Starbucks. It might actually go on my birthday list. I might not buy it myself and let somebody else buy it.
Why not?
That's what I was thinking.
See, when I want something like that, I just can't wait for birthdays or Christmas. I want it. I want it now.
Yes, I kind of do feel a little bit like that. However, I've got 3 boxes of Dolce Gusto pods to use up.
Okay.
Which is why I'm having the flat white tonight, because this is actually a double flat white. I didn't actually tell you that right from the start. But this is 2 Dolce Gusto pods, which makes 360 millilitres of drink with Christmas pudding syrup in it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use the pods up before I get a new coffee machine. Seems the right thing to do.
Suppose.
So, there we go. I didn't realise I was going to be talking about coffee so early in the show, but...
That's just the way it is. It's the flow of the show.
Yeah, because my AeroPress is on the way out as well.
Oh, God.
That's done me... That doesn't owe me anything, that AeroPress. I would say it's about 15 years old.
You've had your money's worth, haven't you?
I feel I have, yes. It's £30 to buy it. And it's just because of the way it works, you're pushing... It has plastic pegs that hold in the strainer for the coffee. So you pour it in, and then you push down, and you're pushing on the pegs. And after 10 years of pushing on the pegs, they leak a bit.
Yeah.
Now, and that's just the way it's designed, but it's a great coffee maker. So that could also be on my list from Santa.
Super duper.
It's not like a stereotype or anything that I'm a coffee person.
No. You're pretty safe there, aren't you? You know, people kind of, what do we get, Marf? Oh, something to do with coffee.
Yeah. Even coffee chocolates I like, you know. Not a massive fan of the chocolate-coated beans. They get crunchy in the middle and a bit stick in your teeth.
Chocolate-coated beans?
Yeah, you must have seen them. Chocolate-coated coffee beans.
No.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't even dream of putting a coffee bean in my mouth.
It's an acquired taste. Well, it's coffee-flavoured for a start. But, yeah, it is a bit like... I'm trying to think of something similar. It's like chewing on a stone.
Mm-mm.
Like a powdery stone that crunches when you crunch into it. It's a bit like that. And then you're like trying to get the bits out. But yeah, they used to be. It used to be quite a big business, chocolate-coated coffee beans. Surprised you've not heard of it.
No.
Okay, then.
Sorry, I've just received a text from one of my customers. Oh, God. I'll have to deal with that tomorrow. Sorry, time. Easily, I'm going to turn my phone on silent now.
Oh, bloody hell.
No more distractions.
So, how's your week been? How's your short week been?
Yeah, all right. Really?
Okay.
I haven't done much. I did an impromptu winner mini on Monday.
Oh, did you? Right, okay.
Yeah, we just went and stood on the high street and didn't get much success, but we were going for no's and we got some. In fact, we got a lot. What else? Well, I watched a bit of TV.
Oh, more on that later.
Which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
I see I'm working on a new website for a builder. No.
Oh, right. Okay. Bob.
Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
And we went to a friend's quiz last night.
Was that a quiz run by a friend?
No. Nope.
Or was that... No, no. That was actually a quiz about friends.
About friends. Yes.
You must have done all right on that.
Well, we didn't win.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I know. The problem is it comes down to we were winning... And it came down to the last question, and the last question is worth 30 points.
Okay.
So we were winning up to that point, and it was down to Dave.
Oh.
If we'd have got the question, and he, you know, he surprised me. He did know some pretty obscure friends' answers.
Right.
But there's a quick one. I'll tell you the question, and you tell me roughly what you think it is, the answer, okay? So you have 10 seconds to answer it. So I'm going to stick my clock watch, my stopwatch on for you. It's a very, very simple question. Collectively, as of today, what are the ages of the main characters? Go. Oh, you're out of time.
300 years old.
You're out of time.
All right. 300 was my answer.
That's where I was thinking. I think Dave put 205.
Oh, how young does he think they are?
Exactly.
So
I think they're the average age is 50. I think one or two are 51, 52.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it was around about 312, I think the answer was, or something like that. So we were miles away. But, like, we were doing well right up to that last question. We lost it on the last question.
Oh.
Gutted. Because I'd been cramming most of yesterday. I got friends
apps, a lot of friends,
questions, and I was going over things I wasn't 100% sure about. And it stood me in good stead.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Some of the questions I researched, I didn't know the answer to, that actually came up. So I felt, oh, that was worth a day well worth spent.
Oh, that's all right then, yeah.
Yeah, but so never mind. We came second, and there's no glory in second place, I'm afraid, or a prize.
Tamara would have got, well, during my 10 seconds, Tamara guessed 265. So she was further away than I was, but.
Yeah, and wrong.
But she was, awesome. But she had a go.
She had a go. And it was, I mean, I was surprised how many Friends fans there were there.
Yeah, it seems to be it's had just had an anniversary, hasn't it, as well?
Right. When I say Friends fans, they weren't just people who watched the odd episode of Friends and just guessing answers. They were like serious Frienders.
Is that what they're called? Is it Frienders?
I have no idea. But they were answering some really obscure questions.
Right.
So I thought, and, you know, I was as well, which I suppose it puts me a bit of a Friends addict. But I thought I was the only one, but clearly I wasn't. We were all in Origin Bar last night.
Right.
So, well, the last time we went to a themed quiz like that, it was Harry Potter.
It was, and you were like, I'm never doing that again.
Never doing that again. It was awful. So the shoe was on the other foot last night because Lynette doesn't like Friends. She's never laughed at anything in Friends. She doesn't get it. She thinks it's stupid. But she wanted to go, so she was sat there. Well, me and Dave and Josh were answering the questions and she didn't even answer one question. She was bored.
Oh.
So it was like, now you know how I felt at Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, was she liking Harry Potter then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she's the only one who knew any of the answers, so we didn't have a clue, which seemed...
to this to get your own back, really.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was good fun. Enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Right. Tamara thinks they might be called Friendlies.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's looked that up or if she's just humorously guessing.
Did you know what the working title was before it was called Friends?
No.
I think it was Insomnia Cafe.
Oh, right, okay. That sounds like a totally different programme, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? And the theme tune was going to be Shiny Happy People by R.E.M.
Oh, all right then.
Mm. So it could have been totally different.
Yeah.
To what we know it now.
It feels more miserable.
Yes. Insomnia Cafe, yeah, Shiny Happy People.
I don't know why, because Shiny Happy People, I don't know, it's quite a poppy song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not miserable, but when you say them both together, it's like, oh.
Yeah. So, it could have been totally different.
And this was before the days where you had to name your thing something unique so people could Google it.
Yes.
If you Googled Friends.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I suppose Friends is the top thing if you Googled Friends.
Yeah,
but,
I would imagine
if you named your show Table...
You'd get lots of
people trying to find it.
IKEA references and things.
Yeah. You'd stop looking, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Like, oh.
And do you know what surprised me as well is the amount the actors were paid in the first few seasons, because they weren't really that well known, would you say, before Friends?
No, I don't think so. Were they?
No, they're not. They weren't in any Hollywood blockbusters and, you know, commanding large fees.
No, wasn't it their first things?
Yeah, but they were paid about $22,000 an episode each.
Right.
Which is huge. And over the 10 seasons, when it got to season 9 and 10, they were each paid $1 million per